Perfect timing. Seeing you reminded me that I haven't actually taken a break in, like, too long. Hey, what's wrong? You don't look too happy. Don't give me that. No games. I've been mowing for about 4 hours now. I don't have the mental capacity to dance around the issue with you. Alright, here. Let me get one of these fold-out chair things. Just... come on. There. There we go. Put your stuff down and have a seat. Yes, I'm serious. Look, I'm not going inside dripping with sweat and dirt until I'm ready to shower, and you're not going anywhere until you tell me why you look like you're in a bad mood. Besides, run to the shade on the porch so you won't get sunburned. Just drop your stuff, sit yourself down, tell me what's wrong. This is a long time coming anyway. You've been like this for days. There we go. Sorry about that. Well, that was a lot more than I was expecting, to be honest. I thought you just had a bad day or something. I didn't realize that you'd been going through all of that. Why didn't you tell me before? I mean, yeah, I guess it's rude to just dump your problems on others, but it's not like I'm a stranger or some random person. I'm your friend. You can talk to me. I'm not just here for the good times, you know. You can tell me when things get bad. That's what friends are for. It doesn't matter whether or not you think that I can help you with your problems. What matters is that I care about you, and I want to be here to help shoulder the burden, okay? Plus, I feel really bad now, because I might have said or done things that I wouldn't have if I had known how you were feeling. Hey. Don't bottle things up, okay? I've never once heard any sort of professional say that bottling up all your bad emotions and hiding them from people who care about you is the best course of action for when you feel down. You don't have to tell me everything, but you shouldn't feel like you can't tell me anything. Okay? Okay. You know, why don't you roll over? I'll try to help you relax. Why? Because you look exhausted and stressed, that's why. And if you're gonna sit out here with me in the heat, then I might as well try to make you feel more comfortable. Besides, you telling me you wouldn't like a nice massage from me? It's so easy to make you blush sometimes, do you know that? Here, turn over, that's it. There you go, much better. Now as for your actual problem, there might not be an immediate solution for that, if I'm being honest with you. Well, don't give me that look. I'm a friend who cares, not a miracle worker. It can be hard to come to grips with the idea of letting people into your life and sharing feelings and problems with them, but it can be even harder to realize that there may not always be a definite solution to a problem. Sometimes we feel bad because of how we respond to situations, but other times we really are just in a bad situation. It's natural to feel bad sometimes. You don't have to feel happy all the time. Don't twist my words. I'm not saying that you should feel bad, or that I want you to feel bad. Nor am I saying that I won't try to help. I'm just saying that this might be a situation that just has to play itself out, you know? You'll always have my full support and attention when you deal with stuff like this. But I won't try to pretend that I can fix everything that bothers you. Sometimes, things are just crappy. The trick is to try to find as much joy in life as you can, in spite of those crappy things. Well, of course, it's easier said than done. It's hard. And sometimes people need to hear this from those of us who have gone through similar situations in our lives. You gotta suck it up and get back out there. Now, before you get mad, I said suck it up, not act as if your problems aren't real. You can do both. You have to do both. If you're in a bad place, then laying in bed all day isn't gonna change that. It's not gonna make you feel better either. You have to do what I've had to do for over 15 years now. Force yourself out of bed and find something to do to take your mind off your problems. Force yourself into new situations. Find distractions. Anything. Because the best case for sitting and wallowing in your own pain is regretting all the time that you wasted doing it. The worst case is, well, making things worse. Yeah, of course that's cope. That's coping. That's literally what every minute of our lives is spent doing. We cope with a bunch of bad experiences. We cope with the meaninglessness of existence. Life is cope. If we don't cope, we don't live. Then what's the point? Seriously? Look, well-meaning people always try to tell you, oh, you're born with meaning and purpose. You're such a special, good, pretty person who deserves everything in the world. Well, I hate to sound like a grumpy old dad, but that's a lie. For people like me, maybe people like you too, that lie does a lot more harm than good, because we sit on our asses waiting for the meaning of life to fall in our laps. We tell ourselves, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. The fact of the matter is, we're not born with meaning. It takes literally zero effort to exist as a point in space. But anyone who thinks that they need to be born with purpose to have anything worth living for is missing the point. You make your own purpose. Your life can have meaning, but we have to find it, and make it, and force it. We have to cope. We have to do things and meet people and build and create and share and coexist and all those amazing things that come with being a human being. That's how you find meaning. That's how you cope. You realize that there are things in life that you care about, no matter how small or silly. You find people you care about, people you love. And this goes for temporary bad situations just as much as it goes for long-term cases like mine. You cope. You drag yourself out of bed. You try to seek out friends who care about you. And you share your burden if they offer to help. You find things to keep yourself going. And if your response to that is, well, it's just too hard, then what's the point? Yes, it's hard. We never notice how hard it is when life is going well. We only notice when things are bad. Tell you what, if I hadn't caught you on your way into the house, if you hadn't come to talk to me, you were going to go sit in your room alone with the lights off, weren't you? You were just going to go be miserable in there alone. Why on earth would you choose to be miserable when you could just as easily choose to try not being miserable? To fake it till you make it, like people say. They're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. That's Billy Joel. Guy was right on the money on that line. You gotta find ways to cope. Ways to deal with a bad situation when you can. It won't always work, and there will be times when you can't do anything but lay in bed alone. The trick is to not settle into doing that willingly. Seize your day. Make the most out of the time you got. Sit outside with your handsome older friend. Smile when he starts to get a bit meta. Maybe lift up your... Yeah, I've actually got some sunscreen. I could use this lotion if you want me to. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, all that is my long-winded way of distracting you so much from whatever you were bummed out about that you forget to be bummed because you're just too busy processing my words. Did it work? A little. Only a little. Damn. Hey. I saw that smile. It's a really nice one. Do you know that? Your smile, I mean. It's even nicer when it's been upside down all day. Look. Neither of us can fix your problem. I think that's a given. But if your only response to that problem is to sit and relax and fall asleep, why do it alone in the dark? At least if you do it out here, you get to be with someone who genuinely cares about you. Do you think you would have smiled at all today if you'd gone straight to your room? Nope. Exactly. But instead of taking the easy route, you came and sat out here with me. And now you got a little grin on that face of yours. So suck it up, kiddo. You got too much life to live to waste it laying in bed all day. Besides, we both